Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The KDKA Morning News with Larry, Richard, and John Shumway. Money Talk on News Radio 1020 KDKA.
Taxes top our conversation this morning.
But today, a math lesson with Rick Applegate. Good morning.
Good morning, fellas. We know that one of Donald Trump's primary legislative goals is a tax overhaul. And yesterday, he urged Congress to move fast to get it done. The argument made for cutting federal government revenue is it will spur economic growth that results in more hiring, more business investment, higher wages, more consumer spending, and in the end, more taxes being paid. But the counter argument is that tax cuts will only increase the federal deficit. And a report released yesterday by the Treasury Department would indicate the U.S. government's deficit continued to expand through August, even with current tax policies in place. The federal government ran a deficit just for the month of August of $108 billion. The government's fiscal year, which runs from October through September, is currently running a deficit that is 9% higher than the same period 1 year ago. That's an addition of $674 billion to federal debt levels. And part of the reason contributing to the deficit is a 1% decline in individual tax receipts. So federal government spending so far this fiscal year has increased 3%, while revenue, which includes taxes, are up only 2%. Keep in mind that is before billions in federal aid to Texas and Florida are added to the budget. The bottom line is cutting taxes while spending more has never worked. Consumer discretionary and energy stocks propelled the stock market indexes in the day's trading. The gains for the Dow, S&P 500, and NASDAQ were fractional, but still enough to set new record levels at the close. Stock futures are lower before the opening bell, and that's where we'll begin the financial day, fellas.
All right. Have a good day, Rick.
Thank you.
So you're suggesting spend less than you make?
It's a practice that one should have at home, too. Yes.
Thanks, Rick.
No problem.
Money Talk with certified financial planner Rick Applegate of Cantor Fitzgerald Wealth Partners, a registered investment advisor, providing personalized financial planning, investment advice, and retirement plan fiduciary guidance.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.